From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Syrian government forces continue an aerial bombardment in eastern Ghouta, even while an international convoy of humanitarian aid trucks deliver crucial supplies. The United Nations and International Red Cross said 46 trucks ferried in health and nutrition supplies along with food for 27,500 people. But the Syrian government blocked the rescue workers from loading most of the health supplies. It was the first aid shipment to reach the area outside Damascus since mid-February. Four Iraqis said to be connected to a security threat to the U.S. embassy in Ankara have been arrested in Turkey.
The reports came as the U.S. embassy said it was closed Monday due to a, quote, security threat. Turkish media said the four Iraqis who had been linked to Islamic State were arrested in the Black Sea province of Samsun. In 2013, a suicide bomber detonated his explosives outside the U.S. embassy in Ankara, killing himself and a Turkish security guard on duty. Turkey suffered a number of attacks linked to Islamic State in 2015 and 2016. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Seoul, Korea officials say North Korean leader Kim Jong-un hosted a late Monday dinner to welcome top aides of South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The latest diplomatic effort on the Korean Peninsula comes from North Korea. There are those who hope this will pave the way for mediation between the U.S. and North Korea. United States President Donald Trump says Mexico and Canada could be exempted from his planned tariffs on steel and aluminum imports if they can reach a new and fair trade agreement with the U.S. All three countries are negotiating revisions to the North American Free Trade Agreement. Mr. Trump has said the 24-year-old agreement has been a bad deal for the U.S., and massive relocation of companies and jobs. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.